You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 23, verse 1 to 3. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. The sad thing today is that many people who profess the name of the Lord is not their shepherd. This scripture is not a promise. It's a confession of a man. You also can enter into that covenant and be able to confess as such. But the Lord is not your shepherd because you are reading it. Your life that is not subject to God, God cannot be your shepherd. God is only your shepherd if he is the one that is leading your life. If he is the one that is directing the affairs of your life. But you are the one governing your own life. You will even see the truth and say, no, I'm not going to do this. And then later you say, the Lord is my shepherd. You are just reciting Psalm 23 for nothing. It makes no difference. God is not a sentimental God. It makes no meaning. You do what you like, and then you say, the Lord is my shepherd. You abuse your husband. You are rude to him. You are very stubborn. You send him very terrible text messages. If he says A, you say B, C, D, E. You leave your wife and you are with another woman and you say, the Lord is my shepherd. He is not your shepherd. Did he lead you to that place? Is it God that is leading you to a strange woman? Is it God leading you into adultery? You are doing what you like. You don't ever inquire of God. Some of you have been confronted with the truth. They have told you that this is what the word of God says on this matter. Go back to your first love. There are men, you are hearing it all the time because you are in adultery. But God keep telling you, go back to your first love. There are women, you have made very terrible decisions. You have abandoned your husband. You have made your own decision. God is telling you, go back. But you will not listen. And then you will say, the Lord is my shepherd. He is not your shepherd. God is not the shepherd of everybody. Look at what he says. He makes me to lie down. Some of you will not lie down. You will query God. Why must I lie down? He said in green pasture, some of you will say, is there no bed? Is there no mattress? Why must I lie down here? Why must I be the one apologizing all the time? Why? So, you know, you are questioning God. He's not your shepherd. That's why. I'm just showing you that he's not your shepherd. So that you don't keep deceiving yourself and keep saying that, oh, the Lord is my shepherd. No, he's not your shepherd. Those that God is their shepherd, if he asks them to lie down in green pasture, they will lie down there. They don't argue with God. If he tells them, go and love your enemies, they go and love him. If he says, do good to them that hate you, they do it. If he says, go and submit to your own husband, they don't question. They don't say, but he's making wrong decision. Look at him. What kind of a man is that? He doesn't want me to progress. No. Those who have made God their shepherd, they don't argue with God. He says, he leads me beside the still waters. He leads me. But you are the one leading yourself. That's why the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Where you are in life, who led you there? Is it God? Some of you will say, why will you lead me to still waters? Some of you don't like still waters. You want running waters. Some of you want bottled waters. He said, no, I want spring. I don't want these still waters. When God is the one leading you, you don't argue with him. Some of you will say, Lord, I prefer you lead me to juice or to wine. Which one is water? So he is not your shepherd. He says, he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Look at it. He leads me in the path of righteousness. That means that you are yielding to him. You will not go and be sinning. You can't be living in sin and say the Lord is your shepherd. Where? How? In what way is he your shepherd? He is not your shepherd. So please understand what it means for God to be your shepherd. He must be able to lead you. He must be able to make you. He says he makes me, then he leads me, then he restores me. It is him doing all of that. You are the one doing it for yourself. You are the one leading your life.
You will be confronted with the truth. You will still be arguing. You will still go and do what you like and say, the Lord is my shepherd. He is not your shepherd. Do you know the implication of that? The Bible said the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom to devour. Do you know the animals that are very easy to kill? The ones that have no shepherd. When a lion took David's sheep, David fought for it and took it back. But imagine a sheep alone with a roaring lion. You are dead. That means that you become vulnerable when the Lord is not your shepherd. So I'm praying that today you will make Jesus Christ the shepherd of your life. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, pick up the cross and follow me. He said, not everyone that say, Lord, Lord, shall inherit the kingdom of God, but they that do the will of my Father. You can't call him Lord until there is daily absolute obedience to Jesus. Without daily absolute obedience to Jesus, you dare not call him Lord. If he's your Lord, you will not question him. I pray you will make Jesus your Lord today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.